Ivan Kavia is an 18-year-old high school student in Rwanda. She wants to become a chemical engineer. She enjoys doing experiments and taking careful notes in her high school laboratory in Kigali, Rwanda's capital city. Kavia's interest in science is important to her, but it is also part of a larger goal for the Rwandan government to prepare more girls for science and technology-related careers. The hope is to also create a model for other African governments to follow. Many girls in Kavia's class are also interested in careers in science and technology. Keza Marie Eme is one of them. She plans to become a pilot. Her backup plan is to be a pharmacist, she says.
The first thing which came into my mind before choosing this course is that I wanted to live with girls, yeah, who know what they want. The reason I want to become the pilot is that we're having few girls who are pilots, and I want to show people that, yes, we can as girls.
Eme and Kavia both attend the Fawe Girls' School. It is one of many STEM-centered schools in Rwanda that have opened in the past 10 years. STEM is an education program that specializes in learning science, technology, engineering, and math. Fawe is considered one of the country's best STEM schools. The boarding school admits girls from poor families. On national exams, the Fawe students often score in the top percentile. Pascal Dukuzi is a chemistry teacher at Fawe Girls' School. He says it is important to encourage girls to study STEM fields.
Believing that they have that potential of doing sciences as well as boys, I think it's very good for them, because with sciences, one can do many things.
The Rwandan Ministry of Education reports that the number of girls studying STEM in school is on the rise. The number of girls in secondary schools taking science classes grew from 48.7% in 2011 to over 55% in 2015. This is all part of the Rwandan government's plan to transform the economy by 2020. It hopes to do this, in part, by increasing the number of people with careers in STEM fields. The World Bank says Rwanda is one of a small number of African countries leading the way in expanding STEM education. A 2017 report that measured the ability of African governments to develop science and technology fields placed Rwanda third, behind Morocco and Tanzania. The report said Rwanda's efforts to expand STEM education include establishing a science ministry, creating research programs, partnering with private groups, and awarding scholarships. The Ministry of Education's budget increased nearly 10% from last year. 14% of its $280 million budget is for STEM projects. This includes developing smart classrooms with computers and internet connectivity and building a center for theoretical physics. The Rwandan government wants to double the current budget for STEM education at the university level. Jeanette Gahunga graduated from university 3 years ago with a degree in computer programming. Now, she is a volunteer teacher at a public primary school in Kigali. She teaches her students how to create interactive animations using a free programming software called Scratch. Half of the students in her class are girls. Gahunga says she tries to support them because mentorship is important to keeping girls on the STEM track.
They are able to make innovation, and they are not shy as it was before. Now they are really learning very hard. The girls in my class, they are doing the same as boys. They are hardworking as others, and they are following very well.
But girls still face cultural barriers, says Josephine Kobusinge, an education activist. She takes part in a support group where female science students get together to talk about their professional goals. Culturally, African girls and women were the people to stay in the back doors and never on the front line, she said. Kobusinge added that another difficulty Rwandan women and girls deal with is the after effects of genocide. Some of these girls are orphans. Some of them are living with step-parents who do not support their education. Some of the girls have HIV-infected parents. These girls are dealing with so much, Kobusinge said. However, she believes that with STEM, there is hope for them. I'm Phil Dierking.